This is sa-news.com. Is the ANC leadership still protecting Zuma? Zuma does a Shabir shake and gets put on medical parole immediately. The Department of Correctional Services have freed Jacob Zuma after receiving a medical report but have not provided further details of the report. The prison service has placed former President Jacob Zuma on medical parole less than 2 months into his 15-month sentence for contempt of court. Under the terms of his medical release, must comply with a specific set of conditions and will be subjected to supervision until his sentence expires, the statement read. Zuma has only spent 2 months of his 15-month jail term in jail after the Concord sentenced him for the contempt of court when he refused to testify before the State Capture Commission of Inquiry, chaired by Justice Raymond Zondo, who had conflicts of interest and breached Zuma's human rights, according to Zuma. A former close associate of Zuma, Shabir Sheikh, was similarly released on medical parole when he was sentenced to 15 years for corruption in 2005. Sheikh was released on medical parole in 2009, 2 years after Zuma ascended to the country's presidency. Medical parole has become a favorite amongst ANC stalwarts to literally give their comrades a get-out-of-jail-free card. Correctional Services spokesperson Singabaku Kumalu explained in the statement that a section of the Correctional Services Act affords the National Commissioner the responsibility to place under correctional supervision or day parole or grant parole or medical parole to a sentenced offender serving a sentence of incarceration of 24 months or less. Arthur Fraser is also empowered to prescribe conditions of parole. Medical parole's eligibility for Zuma is compelled by a medical report received by the department. Apart from being terminally ill and physically incapacitated, inmates suffering from an illness that severely limits their daily activity or self-care can also be considered for medical parole. The risk of reoffending of released inmates must also be low, and there must be appropriate arrangements for the inmate supervision, care and treatment within the community to which the inmate is to be released to, said Kumalu. We want to reiterate that placement on medical parole is an option available to all sentenced offenders, provided they meet all the requirements. We appeal to all South Africans to afford Zuma dignity, as he continues to receive medical treatment, said Kumalu, adding that medical parole could only be revoked if the offender does not comply with the placement conditions. Please visit sa-news.com for more headlines that challenges mainstream media.